Happy New Year! It's Monday, January 1st of 2024, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Families have different traditions around the holiday season. Coming up, we have a special Wisconsin Life episode today. We're going to be heading to one Marathon County family's basement to their annual cold smoking sausage tradition. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about one family's annual food tradition.
Deer hunting is a family tradition for many people in Wisconsin. But what do you do with the venison once you get home? As Brianna Ruppel tells us, her family in northern Wisconsin gets together to cold smoke sausage.
It's a blustery January morning, and four generations of my family have stomped the snow off their boots and reunited in a Marathon County basement to take part in an annual tradition.
Yeah, does anybody want coffee or a Bloody Mary?
Scattered on chairs, tables, even on top of the washing machine, are bowls of raw meat.
They're done with gun season, bow season, and everybody around here has venison.
Of course, these hunters could just take their harvested meat to a processor in town who will have it ready in a couple of hours. So why not skip the work?
It's a reward for a good hunt is what it amounts to, really.
That's my grandpa, Bob Schwartz. The technique they'll use is called cold smoking, a meat preservation method used by many northern cultures around the world for thousands of years.
The expert right here has been doing this for a long time.
That expert? My uncle, Bob Yonke, who continues to pass on the German traditions he learned at his family's smokehouse just 3 miles down the dirt road.
Oh, boy. Got to be 45 years ago. And been doing it ever since.
Yonke has modernized a few of the mechanisms from the old days, though they still have that rustic Wisconsin ingenuity. Now he's rigged up a grinder to a motor with a gear reduction.
You can see how fine it gets then. It doesn't get all curled up in the blade.
This is Bob's son, Scott Yonke, who was about 10 when he and his brother started learning from their dad. Of course, food traditions are nothing without the secret ingredient.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
Throughout history, different families and butchers could be distinguished by their own unique blend of seasonings. Because the meat is not cooked to 160 degrees, it technically remains raw. Though smoke is both an antimicrobial and antioxidant, it's not enough to safely preserve raw meat.
You have to have some cure in it, otherwise you could get sick.
Now the crew will squeeze the seasoned and cured meat into 2-pound sticks using a stuffer initially intended to run on water pressure that Yonke has converted to run on air. Everyone grabs a stack to haul up the narrow staircase and out back to the smokehouse. In 1995, Yonke built this smokehouse out of cement. His grandchildren's tiny handprints from nearly 30 years ago still there in the floor. Generally, meat is smoked using hardwood.
Apple, cherry, and hickory.
Yonke stacks the wood in a small pit dug into the floor of the smokehouse. He controls the size of the fire by sliding a heavy iron lid to increase or decrease the opening.
This is the adjuster, how you regulate the heat.
The goal is to keep the temperature inside the smokehouse below 80 degrees. Yonke keeps a close watch on his fire, often checking on it 3 times a day. Nature controls the time frame, but Yonke uses weight to tell when the sticks are ready.
And when they lose 20% of their weight, then they're done. And that usually takes a little over a week.
Yonke stands without a visible shiver in winds that blow a rush of white across his land. He looks content in knowing the tradition of cold smoking will be carried on through the hands of generations to come. Surely they too will be taught the most secret ingredient of all, patience.
Brianna Ruppel brought us that story on cold smoking sausage. She's a writer who now lives in Michigan. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for this special episode of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Krogh, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're all back to work tomorrow, and we'll be right here in your podcast feed as well. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.